Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your guy Richard Gould coming to you live once again from Shaq. Let me turn this on. And we're on. Hey, once again, it's your guy Richard Gould coming to you live from Blog Talk Radio and Shaq, located 140 57 Lincoln Avenue. We're live down here at Shaq on a selective Sunday, doing my show live, you know what I'm saying? And I got a real good show for everybody tonight. It's going to touch the hearts of some of these cats that's out here that's playing that music. They call themselves DJ, a.k.a. the Disc Jockey. All right? I'm going to start it off like with good shouts out. Shouts going out to my super-duper producer. She's in the house, Miss KB. Shouts going out to Miss Gita J of the resident DJ down here on Sunday night at Shaq. Allow me to come down here and do my show. And give a shout out to my Periscope, because I know once in a while I got people looking in on me. It's not a mix, but it's my show, and we're going to be doing it like this every Sunday. So come on. All right. Before I start this, I want to say this to everybody. These are my views. All right. This is my opinion. The way I feel that if you're going to be a DJ, that you need to do these things so that you could be a better DJ down the road, maybe even up close and personal. I mean, like when you first start off, I mean, like, if you know these things, then you're on the right path to being a real good DJ. So let's start off with the definition of DJ. The definition of DJ means disc jockey. It's a compound word meaning that the disc that we play or the record that we play was called a disc. It was new, and the person that operated the turntable was a jockey. He had to learn how to operate the turntable and play the music all at the same time. Now, a DJ nowadays is a person, male or female, that know how to put music together on one rhythmic beat, on one synchronized beat. Okay, so that's what a DJ is now. We do have other types of DJs that play different styles, but we're talking about mixed DJs or hot mix DJs. And for to be a hot mix DJ, you have to know how to put your music on one beat. I'm known as a mixed DJ or a hot mix DJ, but I don't like to refer to myself as a mixed DJ, just a DJ. Played on all types of devices. Hey, who's this? Who's still here? What's going on? Welcome to Periscope. Thank you for the hearts. Like I was saying, I started off 30 years ago, 30 years plus. I'm not going to go too far into how long I've been playing, but I started off with turntables. Before I had my turntable, my mom and dad owned a component set. If anybody is old enough to know what a component set is, or a stereo, a full stereo. We had one of a stereo that looked like it was furniture. You know, like you lift up the top of turntables in there. Then they had a radio, a record section. Then on the other side had like a record holder and maybe a tape deck or eight. See, they didn't have tape deck. They had 8-track. So they had an 8-track machine also installed in there. Yes, I am an OG. I am. Now, what I did when I started mixing, DJ mixing, Chi-Town Pimp, what's going on? I see you, brother. I don't want to interrupt my show, so I'm just gonna say this real quick to all my Periscope fans that's watching. I see you. I can't give out your shouts out like I used to, but I'm doing my show, so just bear with me, okay? I appreciate that you tuning in and watch me, and thank you very much. Well, let's get back to what I was talking about, the fundamentals of the requirements of being a DJ. I'm just giving a little small history of me. You know, we had these components that I was 10. I tore them up to get them to the turntable. At a young age, I wanted to be a DJ. I thought that was the thing So my dad, so for one of my birthdays, my mom and dad asked me what I wanted for my birthday. They asked for what I wanted to mix. They think I'm talking about a cake mixer or something, a cake with them. And I said, no, I want a DJ. They had never heard of that. So we went to Radio Shack. That's the old electronic hardware store. I think they phased all out down in Chicago and in the Illinois area. I don't know if they did out there in the States or worldwide, but I know they kind of phased them all out in Illinois. If you do know where a Radio Shack is at, and it's in the Illinois area, close to Chicagoland area, let me know. I might go out there and try to buy some. I am a big fan. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, I used to have a concept to get turntable. Basically, back in the day, that was the key component to turn with the DJ, the turntable. Basically we had two turntables and a mixer. And back then, mixers was kind of like, they wasn't the best of mixers, but they were something to work on. And then once you mastered how to mix on that particular mixer, then it would help you know if you know how to master it and everything. Hey, how you doing? We also learned how to mix off of tape decks. Not just cassette decks. They would actually working on real any old school DJs that played on really old, like Jurassic Park. But we ain't gonna talk about it. Anyway, turntable, tape deck, CD player, and that's the trouble. These are the things that you should learn how to master if you want to be a pretty well the era that we live in, all of these pieces or units or devices can be used in making it a play at a club or event or whatever. I think you need to know how to use these things and play. I also think that mastering your craft is very essential. I know. Mastering your craft as a DJ is very essential. Like I said, I got 30 years plus in this game. I don't call it practicing. I still play when I'm not playing at the club. So I turn my, if you want to call it practice, I practice. Yes, I do practice. And don't be 20-minute sessions. It'd be full-out, 2-hour, 1-hour sessions. You guys see me on Periscope, see me do a 4-hour session. And sometimes it'd be good, sometimes it'd be bad. But, hey, when you practice, you make perfect. So when you practice before you do a set, hopefully your set will come out right because you kind of like it's like stretching. You know, you want to stretch or exercise before you go out there and do anything. So, you practicing DJing, you're stretching out your mind and your hands and your coordination, and you're trying to get in sync. You're trying to get your rhythmic sync in. So, you know, the practice is getting your rhythmic sync. Something like a target, maybe. You know how you want to get into your funk sway. You want to get into your feng shui. People don't know what that is. Feng shui is a state of mind of calmness.
Right.
You know, it helps you see things in a clear state of mind. I use oil burning lamp and the salt light, and I also have my incense burning. You know, I'm not into the banging on the bumps and all that shit and the horn bump. No, I ain't into all that, but that's another story. Get back to this DJ. Get back to you. 20 minutes. I got a lot to talk. Okay, I said, mastering your craft. It is very, very important that you master your craft. I can't stress that. mean, the best, the more you play or the more you practice, the better you sound when you go out there and play. You know, I know DJs that's 20, 30 years in the game, and they don't practice on what, or better yet, I've never seen them practice. Better yet, I can't say I've seen them practice, but I know this for a fact, that when they come out, it sounds like they don't practice. And I have a problem with that. If you call yourself a DJ, ladies and gentlemen, and you out there playing in public places, and you're not practicing, you know, I'm telling you now, if you're in the Chicagoland area, and I hear you, I might come up to you and be like, you know, you wrong for that shit. Excuse my language, everybody. Excuse my language, but, you know, you wrong for that. You wrong for even coming up here, appearing, and perpetrating the fraud of being a DJ. You know, these, I can't stress it no further, no clearer. If you're out here playing and you claim to be a DJ, that's fine with me. I don't have no problem with nobody playing. But I do have a problem with playing poorly in public. You know, if you're going to play, make sure that you're ready to play. I touched on fighting the tools of the trade. Turntable. I think, and this is just my opinion once again, I think that every DJ needs to learn how to play on turntables. Turntables are the essential, the essence. Let me say that again. Turntables are the essence of mixing. Because it's two records, a mixer, and you. You got your headphones on, and you learn, and you got your beat. Now, when I was taught, they taught me you have to find that principal beat. I know everybody can hear the music in the background. The playing Keith Sweat. The principal beat to Keith Sweat song is this. Boom. Pat. Boom. Pat. It's that bass drum. Boom. And it's that hat. Pat. Boom. Pat. That's your principal beat, ladies and gentlemen. And if you're playing another song to that same tempo, those beats should match, or they should sound like just one beat. Boom, pat, boom, pat, boom, pat, boom, pat. Now, if you really want to get real good at this, you'll learn how to count your beats. You know, they have this number on Serato. And that says BPM, and that stands for beats per minute. And if you count those two beats, those two principal beats for 1 full minute, that's going to give you your beats per minute. 9 times out of 10, it's the bass drum or the kick drum that's going to give you your main principal beat. Now, I'm telling you this because some people don't follow that rule. And hey, to each his own. I know DJs that don't know how to blend. But once again, to each his own. Blending is when you have two records transitioning on one synchronized beat. Shouts going out to the blend master of Chicago, the one and only Mr. Julian Jumper Perez, because, I mean, this guy can blend anything. An original Hot Mix 5 member and an icon in my eyes. Yes, indeed. But, hey, I gave you your shot, though, Julian, so I'm looking to help. I'm looking for you to come holler at me, man. Come holler at me. Anyway, I feel, once again, we talking about the fundamentals of DJing, the fundamentals of what's required to be a DJ. Not just the fundamentals of DJing, but the fundamentals of what's required to be a DJ. Because a lot of people want to be DJs in this day and age because they got a laptop, they got all this loot in their laptop. So they go out there and they buy their digital control, and the next thing you know, I'm a DJ. How long you been working? I hold my own. He don't know the music. All he know, hey man, I want you to give me that song. Oh boy, track number 5. What the fuck is track 5? Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. You know, I'm trying to keep it PG, but you know what I'm saying? This is a subject that's real close to my heart. And I'm going to go ready to just for about 5 seconds. Just 5 seconds. Please let me do this. Please. What the fuck is track 5, man? Who is the artist of track 5? What album is on track 5? What album did you get this from? Oh man, you know old boy. No, I don't know old boy. You know, I'm not gonna tell out my age, but I'm over 40 years old, people. And you can't just tell me to play track 5 with some artist song. Especially if he's a power, if he's a multi album artist. And I can see a one hit wonder when he's got that one song. Yeah, I can play that. But if you give me an artist like Tupac, and I'm just using him because Tupac had many albums. Let's do Future. Future got a gang album. If you tell me to play track 5 off one Future album, I'm going to look at you and take off my shoe, and I hope it stinks, and I'm going to hit you across your shoe. Because, one, Future has too many albums for me to be finding out what's track 5. And I'm pretty sure you don't even know what track 5 is, but you do have it on your CD or on your thumb drive in your car. Then you're going to tell me, well, I got my phone. You got an auxiliary cord. I do have auxiliary cords, people. But that's not for your use. Okay? That's not for your use. It's for my use. You know what I'm saying? If I feel that I'm looking for a song and I have to go, and I have to use my phone, that's for my use. I'm the DJ, not you. You know what I'm saying? Hey. Once again, it's your guy, Richard Groove, on Chat It Up with your host, Richard Groove Show. I'm also live, streaming live on Periscope. Hey, young lady with the purple house, thank you for showing. I'm talking about the fundamentals of what's required of being a DJ tonight. You know, I'm not mixing, but I will be mixing later on tonight. I'm live down here at Shaq's Lounge or Shaq's Club. It's called the Kennelman's Lounge. We located 14057 Lincoln Avenue in Dalton, Illinois. That's right, we're in Dalton, Illinois. Yeah. Dalton is like the south side of Berwyn. You know what I'm saying? Actually, don't nobody even go to Berwyn. We go past Berwyn. I'm on the west side, though, but, you know, hey, let me get back to my subject, though. I'm really getting off my subject. I really am. I was talking, okay, last thing I said was the essence of mixing or turntables was the essence of mixing, and I do believe that. Hey, how you doing, Nelly? Pure Passion off my Periscope. How you doing? Give me some hearts. Anyway, I also think that you need to know a little bit about the history. I did some research earlier on the history of DJing, and I just want to bring it up that I think we have a technical difficulty. Hopefully not. We're at the same time. Anyway, like I was saying, okay, yeah, we here. Okay, my super producer's helping me out. I'm trying to work the groove on myself, ladies and gentlemen. You know what I'm saying? And everything. And I'm doing a real good show. Sorry if I went out, but like I was saying, we talk about the history of DJ, and I was saying about the turntables, the two aspects. Yes, they are, but I think that we all need to learn the turntables because from the turntables, you learn how to know how to really listen to the music that you're playing. You know, that's also going into learning the craft. Once you learn how to listen to your music and to learn how to follow the blends that you're doing, then you have a better chance of becoming a well-rounded DJ. The history of DJing comes from, you know, various places, but Chicago Hot Mix DJ started off around in 82 with WBMX when they came out with the Hot Mix 5, Flaherty Funky Key, Scott Smoke and Steel, Ralphie the Raz Rosario, and then after that they added Max Eddie and Julie Fred. So back then it was real good to be a DJ. And I just want to say, you know, once again, that these are my views on being a DJ. And I know that some people are going to be touched by it, some people are not going to be touched by it. Some people are going to even be upset. Hey, what's going on? Close to cop. You know, on my Periscope. I just think that if you follow these rules as a DJ, I think if you really do follow these rules as a DJ, that you'll be better, well-rounded person as a DJ. You know that. You have to know how. Oh, this is also really important, and I didn't write this down in my notes, but it's also really important as a DJ. It's important that you play like you play for a billion and one. Sometimes we be in places where there's only one person there, and you hoping that that one person is listening. So you want to try to cater to your crowd. As a DJ, we have to be perfect of the crowd that you're playing for. And also very important, because I do live in Chicago and I have to stress this. We have parties that erupted into spice of chaos. So the DJ is also the referee. You know, we set the tone for the party. We play slow music and we kind of keep them down. We play the fast music, the hot music, we call it the Chicago music. And that's a bad track to use, but that's the music. You play the ya-ya, whatever, you know, hot music. You know, once you get them hyped up, you know how to turn them down. So, as a DJ, you kind of like the crowd control. You know, I coined myself as being your musical tailor. So I'm catering to your musical needs, but at the same time, if I think I'm going to fit you, I'm going to pull back to you. And I'm going to be beautiful. I'm going to keep this very nice. Very nice. I'll do something that you don't want, and you'll be taken. The crowd is jumping. I got a good friend of mine just coming into my studio. It's Dominique Domino. Hey, Dominique, how you doing? What's going on? As I was saying, we down here at Shaq, 14057 Lincoln Avenue, and she got Richard Groove. I'm chatting up with Richard Groove on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm talking about the fundamentals of being the I hate when I do that, but the fundamentals of the requirement of being a DJ. You know, some of us got it, some of us don't, and some of us ain't. And this is truly my view, and if you don't like it, hey, give me a comment on my Facebook, you can reach me on Twitter, or you can hit me on Instagram or Snapchat. Hey, and if you want to, you can just email me, rtg1768@gmail.com or the12rock@yahoo.com. That's theonetrurock@yahoo.com. rtg1768@gmail.com. So come on, if you got something to say, I got beef with you. I got time, and I don't. But you know what? We're doing it like this every Sunday. And it's like the 10:30 on Blog Talk Radio with you guys. And we also live on Periscope. Hey, Periscope, I see you, and you see me. What's going on? Giving a quick shout out to Jackie Manning that just joined in. What's up, Jackie? Give me some hearts. You like some hearts? You know what I'm saying? Once again, I'm giving out shouts out to my super producer, Miss KB. She's in the building. You know what I'm saying? Shouts going out to my sister, the two tough cream talk, one and only Skeeter J, the resident DJ at Sack Loud, and my little sister Dominique coming into the building. When, you know, Dominique comes as a pair, so she is, you know, Dominique got one. It's Dominique, and then it's Patrick. Where's Patrick? Probably going to the South. But that's okay. That's my man, DJ Pat. He's off the hook. We get down to our last couple of minutes. I want to thank everybody for listening, chatting up, watching posts, what you do. And if you're watching me on Facebook, I want to thank you for watching. And every day, we're going to keep it going and talk about this stuff on the list of the DJ, of what's required to be a DJ. One more thing. Research. It's real important that you know how to research. I think that every DJ need to learn how to find music. Not just on the internet. Go to a record store. Go to a record store. Come through the record. Sniff the car. You know, smell the car. You know, I can't tell you no more. I mean, like, as a young DJ, that was the thing for me to do. We go to the record store. We would spend, I had like a $40 allowance. Friday, I get it Friday evening. By Friday night, it's all gone in records. You know, $40 to get you about 8 records out here. Then if you know where to go, I would go to flea market. It was like $2, so I had like 20 records. You know, crates of records was nothing. I had like 25, 50 crates of records. No, so I mean, like, you have to do the research. You have to do the research. That way, you know what you're playing. And then if you was buying albums back then, the album actually had all the songs on that was coming up previous to the album that was being played. So you had your jump actually on the new song that was coming out. You know? So like I said, do your research. You know, go to the record store, go through it, find your songs of classic songs. You know what I'm saying? In the background, my girl Skeeter J is playing Tank. You know what I'm saying? To get down over that, I guess. But we it on down. Like I said, I just really want to keep pushing the fact that learn your craft. Practice makes perfect. And that's the deal. It comes down to trade, give God the talent that you have, whatever. You know, as a man that played for over 30 years, and I played with many, many venues and many places out of state and in state, haven't been able to go out of state. I'm working on that work. But at the same time, I want to let you know that you need to practice. I can't stress that. You want to be a good DJ. That's one of those things that we really need. I really need to hear you practice. I mean, really. If you're in the Chicagoland, and I'm in the Chicagoland, I'm in the Chicagoland, you're not playing up to me. All right, down to the last minute. It's been a good one. I think I'm all with it. I know I said everything that I want to tell you, but I ain't got nothing to say. I want to thank you all my friends for watching. Switch and please join me. What's going on? Thanks for the fire, everything.
Thank you.